Welcome to the Awakened Parent Project, Conscious Conversations, Empowered Parenting, with me, Susan Dolce. It's time to open our hearts and our minds to what it means to be a parent, exploring and expanding the ways we communicate, validate, and show up daily for our kids. With a parent-centric focus, you learn to become more present, a better active listener, more reflective, more engaged, and mutually empowered. Parenting isn't about perfection. It's about presence, honesty, self-compassion, unconditional love, and conscious communication. The Awakened Parent Project starts now. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Awakened Parent Project. I'm your host. I'm Susan Dolce. I'm a certified parent coach with the Jai Institute for Parenting. And it's my hope that you will find this a safe space to journey on a path of both practical and spiritual self-exploration. So from the time my first daughter was born in 1994, which makes her old and me older, I've been driven by a vision where children are nurtured both physically and spiritually by adults who are present, grounded, and empowered. I believe that conscious communication, self-exploration, and self-forgiveness are the tools that enable parents to foster deep, lasting connections with their children. Parenting isn't about perfection, like I said in that intro. It's about presence, honesty, self-compassion, unconditional love, and conscious communication. And so the holidays are upon us. And when my kids were little, this was prime season for feeling burned out. I was supposed to have a guest on today who is a parenting expert, Reena B. Patel, and we must have had some miscommunication. And so unfortunately, we haven't been able to connect with her, but I still want to talk about this content today, because I remember it being Christmas time, or you know, at any holiday season, Thanksgiving, Easter, and whenever there was like a big holiday, and feeling so stressed out to be the thing I say we're not supposed to be, the perfect parent. And I joke around a lot because if Pinterest were around when my kids were little, I would have been a psycho mom, because I was already kind of like that person who had to do like over the top birthday parties, make my own cakes, make my own goodie bags. I was that person. And that's why I like to call myself a recovering perfectionist. I think it's something I still work on all the time. But parent burnout is real. And it happens when parenting stressors outweigh the pleasures or rewards of raising your child. So it happens when we allow ourselves to be put into overwhelm, when we don't set boundaries, we don't set limits, and we end up trying to do everything and be everything to everyone. And the surefire outcome for parent burnout is going to be resentment. I used to be it. I used to have it. I would get so resentful the day after Christmas, because I would put so much time and energy into advent calendars and Christmas shopping and wrapping and trying to come up with crafts and parties for my kids and activities, that by the time the day actually arrived, I was so frazzled and so I felt so under and unappreciated that I just had resentment for the whole holiday. And that's totally not the reason for the season. So let's look at, why does parent burnout happen? And it's because too many parents focus on the needs of their child and they neglect to take care of themselves. So what we're talking about self-care. And that leads to long-term exhaustion. It leads to mental health issues, and it leads to relationship challenges. And I can vouch for all of those that I have walked that walk before. It was funny, just the other day, my husband and I were wrapping Christmas presents. No judgment on me being almost done with my Christmas shopping. I'm still saying I'm a recovering perfectionist, but we were wrapping presents, and it was the first time in our nearly 30 years together that we actually wrapped presents together, because we would come back from Christmas Eve holiday with his parents. And, you know, you always had to keep all the presents hid. I kept them very hidden. And I would take them all out after the children were in bed and wrap them all. And then, you know, there was the big aha in the morning. I never asked him for help. We would come home. He would take what I like to call a library break, if you know what I'm talking about. And then weirdly, by the time I was done wrapping all the presents, he would emerge from the bathroom. I'd be like, wow, you did it all. And I would be so angry. I would be so angry. But the thing is, I never, ever thought to just say, hey, can you help me? Even if he wasn't the best rapper back then, which he's really, really improved his gift wrapping skills. I just didn't even think to ask for help. I thought that being the ideal mom at Christmas time meant that I did it all myself without a single complaint. And it's not healthy. That's not how we should be behaving during these holidays if we want to be our best selves and the best kind of parent we can be. So what are some of the warning signs that moms and dads might ignore that are a sure sign of burnout? Because I think it creeps up on us. I think we go and go and go and we don't ask for help. And then all of a sudden we're either sick because our bodies are saying stop. We are fatigued, or we are just angry because we have not taken the time to take care of ourselves and to ask for help and set boundaries. So let's talk about a few of these, and then we're going to take a break. And I've got a long list of some of the signs of burnout. But the first one is feeling sort of foggy. And I can say as a menopausal woman that I feel foggy all the time. But when I was a young mother, it was sort of that, it was just not being able to focus. I think that's the perfect way to describe feeling foggy. Feeling so spread so thin that I couldn't focus on one thing for very long. So that's a sure sign that you are overextending yourself. The next one is limited tolerance. Okay. How many of you have been in the car with your kids? It's the holidays. You are shuffling them from recital to dance practice, to basketball, is this the right season for basketball? This still might be soccer. Anyway, you get my point. I have lost my cool with my kids when they were little way more times than I'd like to admit to. And the same thing goes with our marital relationships. Like I said, I would see going to bed on Christmas Eve at night thinking you just spent a ridiculous amount of time in the bathroom while I sat here and wrapped presents. And then you come out and you're all like, oh, wow, you're done already. So it was limited tolerance. I would get so angry. And confusion. We're going to talk about confusion really fast. I remember not being able to remember where I put things, feeling or getting dates mixed up. I mean, it's a sure sign that you are overextended. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will talk about those again. And we've got some more sure signs that you are in the throes of parent burnout. You're listening to the Waken Parent Project, and we'll be right back.
Being a mom is one of the most rewarding and challenging parts of life. And you are tired, I'm sure. But look, when you make time for personal development, you will show up better for your children. Alicia Lyons is the mom support coach, helping moms like you become the people they want their kids to look up to. Schedule your free consultation at alishalyons.com today. ALYSIALYONS.com.
There's a beautiful story of Princess Damayanti and King Nala. It was traditional that a princess chose whom she wanted to marry by placing a garland of flowers around his neck. Damayanti was so beautiful, intelligent, and accomplished that the divine gods themselves wanted to marry her, but her heart already belonged to King Nala. Knowing this, many gods attended the choosing ceremony, perfectly disguised as King Nala. Damayanti, seeing many Nalas seated around the grand hall, became inwardly still and quiet and prayed for guidance. She was blessed by the power of her love to see through the illusion. She placed the garland around the neck of the real King Nala, whom she loved. Join me, Sarah Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, to learn how to let the power of love cut through the illusion. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
Guess what? You don't need to wait until the new year to set new goals for yourself. Hi, I'm Joan Marlowe, the host of Awareness to Action, and I'm taking this concept to a whole new level. I've developed a program to take your awareness to action in 90 days. Let me introduce you to your day one. Day one can start any day you choose, so why not now? We will use powerful brainstorming, mastermind, visioning, and goal setting techniques to open your awareness of what you really want in your life and take action with intention to get there. Choose to work with me one-on-one or in a small group. Let's connect, lift each other up, and hold each other accountable. I'm offering a free consult to design your program. Visit my site, peacefullyhealing.com, to connect with me, and let's find out when your day one will begin.
Hey everybody, welcome back. This is the Awakened Parent Project. I'm Susan Dolce, and today I am talking about parent burnout, something that I deeply remember experiencing when my kids were little. And so I feel for all of you moms of toddlers, especially during this holiday season, and especially if you're trying to keep the mystery of Santa alive. That's a lot of work. That's a lot of work. I'll tell a story about a friend in a little bit when we continue to go down some of the warning signs that you might have that you're in burnout. So before the break, we said, you know, you might feel foggy, which basically just, you know, you're not able to focus, limited tolerance, which means, you know, you just don't have the patience. You don't have patience with your children. You don't have patience with your spouse, maybe your coworkers, confusion. There's a lot going on at this time of year, and things might get messed up, kind of like what happened today. We were supposed to have a guest. Could be. I wonder if Mercury's in retrograde. I know that's coming soon, and then that's all sorts of technical issues, but we're having a technical issue today, so I'm winging it. I hope you are patient with me as I pull together some content about parent burnout for you today. So another surefire sign that you are in parent burnout is depression. Big sigh. Depression, just like grief, can be very sneaky, and it doesn't always show itself as depression. At least in my experience, is that sometimes it's just like it'll come up as fatigue. It'll come up as lack of appetite. It'll come up as just lack of incentive to do anything, lack of motivation. And if you're feeling like that, I would ask you to pause and to consider, you know, maybe all of those things together compounded result as in depression. And that's serious. Depression is a real thing. And it's not to be taken lightly. Another warning sign, and this one I feel deeply about, and it is isolation. And isolation and depression tend to go hand in hand. I'm going to be really honest. I'm going to kind of bare my soul here a little bit. We lived in Cincinnati for like 11 years, and I was active in the kids' school, active in their dance studios. I felt like I had some sort of a community, but I still always felt isolated there until we moved here to West Michigan. And to be in your late 50s and try and make new friends is not an easy thing. My plan was to, I had plans. I joined some organizations to volunteer, and one thing after another fell through. And so I can say from my heart that being and feeling isolated can be really, really painful. Especially if you have a young family and you don't live near your parents, your extended family, or perhaps you've just lost a loved one and feel isolated because now that idea of Christmas or the holidays that you had is completely different. We're going to talk a little bit about how we can cure that isolation, because it can really mess you up. it can be the thing that leads to depression, and it doesn't help cure anything. That's a really important step, is that if you are feeling isolated, it's important to take the steps to move out and find community. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. Another sign, lack of sleep. Ding, 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 ding. Who has issues with sleep? My issues are, again, probably related to menopause, but I know at this time of the year, and I'm sure this is true for young parents, that if I wake up in the middle of the night, whether it's because I have to go to the bathroom, for me, it's because I'm having a hot flash. Menopause is so wonderful. Then instead of being able to fall right back asleep, my brain starts working. My brain starts thinking about my daughter, trying to close on a house. My brain thinks about my other daughter and her studies and what she has to do at school. My brain starts thinking about, a multitude of things that are not going to let me go to sleep. And once that kicks in, once those cycles, those wheels start spinning, I'm a goner. And I'm the kind of person, I will lay there for a very ridiculously long time trying to fall back asleep. Cause I kind of will myself back to sleep, I guess is what I'm saying. But this lack of sleep, and we're going to keep going down this list, but lack of sleep is only going to make everything else worse. It's only going to amplify all of the other warning signs. Lack of sleep makes us lose our perspective, makes us foggy, intolerant, confused. Lack of sleep. So we're going to talk again when we get farther down, when we start to talk about some of the ways to cure some of these things. Lack of sleep we're definitely going to cover that. Inability to eat. Some people would say they wished they had that inability. I wish I didn't have to or didn't want to eat. I'm a stress not eater. I know some people are stress eaters. But again, these are all warning signs that you are in burnout. Obsessive compulsive tendencies. Anybody have those besides myself? Like at this time of the year, I'm thinking obsessive compulsive tendencies related to parenting and parent burnout, locking doors, washing hands. When my kids were little, the minute they got in the car, this was way before COVID, people. Minute they got in the car, hand sanitizer. Everybody had to have their hand sanitizer. And, dirt is okay. Dirt is healthy. We all need a little dirt in our lives. Anxiety is another warning sign. And I know a lot of people struggle with anxiety. And again, if you aren't sleeping and you're not eating properly and you're not moving your body, you are going most likely to have some signs of anxiety. And lastly, memory loss. If you are in full overwhelm and you are, you are stressed by life, you are going to forget stuff. You're going to, not put something on your calendar or forget a doctor's appointment or forget that your child has a recital. Or I know I keep going back to that because my kids all danced, so we had a lot of recitals. So these are this list of things I'm going to go over again are definitely signs that you are in overwhelm and burnout. And that's feeling foggy, intolerant, limited tolerance, confusion, depression, isolation. Another thing about isolation too, is I know sometimes it's self-imposed isolation. Especially now when, now there's a new variant on the horizon. And when we were just beginning to think maybe we could, have Christmas parties and, hang out with our families, just like the good old days, the before days. And now we are choosing to stay indoors, to isolate ourselves, to not gather. And I think COVID, pardon me, still, impacts burnout, all of these warning signs, but I think burnout is even harder to stay away from because we're in such a different environment with our children, with our parents, with our, with schools. So yeah, sorry, dead air. So, feeling foggy, limited tolerance, confusion, depression, isolation, lack of sleep, inability to eat. I know some people would love that. Obsessive compulsive tendencies, anxiety, and last but not least, memory loss. So parent burnout is real. I want my listeners to know that I take this stuff very seriously. And the cure is almost harder sometimes for moms and dads to understand. And that is most of what I'm going to be talking about, I'm going to be encouraging you to do, is all self-care. It goes back to that, thing that they tell you that the flight attendants will tell you, put your mask on first before you help a child. If you are not taking care of yourself, you are going to be no good to anybody else. Parenting is about giving from the overflow and not from the undertow. If your cup isn't full, and if you're not taking time to replenish your soul and your body and your mind, you are going to be of no use to anybody else. And I know that can sound harsh and it sounds maybe overdramatic, but it's true. It's true. So we're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the ever dreaded mommy guilt, or there's daddy guilt too. And some other things that we can look at to prioritize our self-care so that we can be not just the best parent that we can be, but our best selves. You're listening to the Awakened Parent Project. I'm Susan Dolce, and we'll be right back.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Join Erica Gifford Mills in her signature series, The Rooted Life. This virtual 12-week series will equip, empower, and enlighten you. This is a coaching series that allows both group and individual work. 12 weekly, 1-hour sessions in the comfort of your own home. Schedule your free Empower Hour now at GetRootedRadio.com. That is GetRootedRadio.com.
Are limitations holding you back from living a powerful and authentic life? Are you able to see yourself and others through a lens of empathy and compassion? Tune into Awaken Your Truth with me, Ritika Rose, to discover how to free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. Second and fourth Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, YouTube, and across all podcast stations. I'm on a mission to inspire a shift in you so together we can collectively heal the world. To learn more about me, visit RitikaRose.com.
Let's face it, you don't love your wrinkles. You probably work out, but you have been skipping face day. Join Colette Marie Steffen for daily face yoga. You'll learn to activate and train facial muscles and reverse the visible effects of aging. Forget about expensive procedures and products that don't work. Live virtual classes every day at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. Pacific. Sign up for face yoga with Colette. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Heaven on Earth, your online school of divinity, building your inner coach as you lay down your foundation in the new earth with you as the authority. Take action now. The number one challenge people face every day is the negative voice in their head. We work each day to turn negatives into positives. It's all a matter of perception. Our challenge at this time is to remain intensely positive and focused, creating the world we wish to live in. Wake up on purpose with Cornelia's daily online positive messages guiding us in the new paradigm. Raise yourself into happiness and inner peace daily. Elevate your personal frequency, free from negativity, and reprogram yourself step by step, shifting your energy patterns with positive repetition, daily building your new earth with someone you trust. All the heavy lifting has been done for you. Wake up happy with CorneliaStephanieVIP.com. Try free for 7 days now.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. I'm Susan Dolce, and today we are talking about parent burnout. And it happens when parenting stressors outweigh the pleasures or the rewards of raising your child. And so, as many parents do, they put focus on the needs of their child and they neglect to take care of themselves. And this leads to that whole long list of warning signs that I've been talking about, and it's exhaustion and it's mental health, and it even weaves its way into our relationships. So we were talking about, I had a long list of warning signs that we've been discussing. So okay, you're in overwhelm, you're depressed, you're resentful, you are anxious, you are not sleeping, you are not eating, you are confused, you're forgetting stuff. So where do we start? We have to start with self-care. And when I talk about, I had one of my good friends and colleague on the show several months back. Her name's Harley Salazar. And she has a great website. She works with moms and like what in these intimate mommy circles, as she calls them. And it's really, she gives them prompts every month and exercises to work on. But what she's really trying to do is get moms to not feel guilty about taking care of themselves. For some reason, somewhere along the line, and maybe you didn't, maybe this wasn't your role model particularly, but you were, you had the idea that the perfect mom was the martyr mom, as I like to call that sort of mom. And I was that. I was that mom. I felt that I had to do it all, and I had to give everything in my body, in my capacity to my children, or I wasn't being the kind of parent I wanted to be. I wasn't, again, I hate saying perfect parent, but that's why I do this show. And that's why I'm so passionate about parent coaching, because we can make ourselves crazy trying to be the perfect parent. And perfect parent, or I shouldn't say perfect parenting, good parenting is about long-lasting connections with our children. That's where those relationships are going to flourish, and they're going to want to be with us even when they're in their 20s. And even after they have kids, they're going to want to be with us because we've taken the time to build those relationships. That's what parenting is really about. It's really not about punishments. It's really not about rewards. It's really not about consequences. And I know I'm digressing on my favorite topic, which maybe we'll talk about a little bit more at the end of the show. But what I want to get at is Bad coaching. I always say this whenever I start a sentence where I'm like to say you need to, I'm like, nope, that's bad coaching. You don't talk like that. But it's true. The best thing that a mom or dad in burnout can do for themselves is let go of the guilt. Let go of the guilt. Your kids don't love you and want to hang out with you and be with you because you have, you know, bought them the latest iPod, or because you bought fancy gym shoes or whatever. They want your attention. They want your time. They want your presence. They want your attention. They want to feel connected to you. They want to be seen and heard, just like you want to be seen and heard. So if we let go of the guilt, we can start taking care of ourselves. And when we take care of ourselves, now we have a full cup to give to our children. Think about when you are, you know, feeling like you're really running thin, like you have nothing left to give. You've been burning the candle at both ends and you hit that. Well, this is what I used to do. I would burn the candle at both ends. I would, you know, make myself crazy, trying to do everything again perfectly. And then I would have that teapot moment where I would flip my lid, I would explode, and it was always somebody else's fault. It was always, if you didn't do this, if you didn't behave this way, then I would not have lost my temper. Well, that's not true. That's not true. I'm, as the adult, am responsible for my emotions. So it is up to me if I'm going to regulate my emotions and not lose my temper and or lose my cool or go into overwhelm or resentment. That's my responsibility. I'm the only person who can fix that. So one of the things that Rena was going to discuss with us today that I've never heard of this before, but I think this is really brilliant. And it might seem like a lot for some of you who don't like calendars, you know, who already feel like, oh my gosh, my calendar is so full. How can I put something else on my calendar? But she recommends, which she says, planning for self audits, and that you should put like a self audit on the calendar at least every 3 months. So what does she mean by that? What does she mean by a self audit? I think she wants you to look at what's working and what's not working. She says, figure out where limits need to be set and what needs to change in order to make that happen. Define what needs to change and adjust it. And here's the key part. Communicate clearly what your needs are and reassess 3 months later. Communicate clearly what your needs are. There's a practice that we do in Jai, a book by Marshall Rosen, I believe is his name. And it's on nonviolent communication. And in that phrase, nonviolent communication, violence means any harm done spiritually, physically, or mentally to somebody else. So think about all the times, whether you were a child and your parents were talking to you, or you have said it to a spouse or a child, where you have put the blame on them for your reaction. So nonviolent communication asks us to, maybe a lot of you are familiar with like I statements, like I feel blank because this need is not being met. And that is taking responsibility for your needs. Our spouses, our children, our parents are not mind readers. If we're not going to say what we need, they're not going to know what we need. So I love this idea of planning self audits and having discussions with as a family. Make it a family meeting saying, hey, you know, I lost my temper the other night when I was trying to cook dinner, and because I don't feel I'm being supported, you know, can we come up with a plan on somebody, you know, how we can help with the dishes or taking out the garbage or, you know, loading the dishwasher or whatever. Our children really want to help us. They really do. I believe our spouses really want to help us. They just need to know what we need, and we can't expect them to read our minds. We just can't expect them to understand what our needs are. And the same thing goes for them. So again, so in nonviolent communication, it's another avenue for helping families be seen and heard and to support each other. Another thing to help with your burnout is to prioritize sleep. So we're back talking about self-care, letting go of the guilt, planning these little self audits. And now let's talk about sleep for a few minutes. I think when my kids were little, I underestimated the need for sleep, because I think here's what happens. I think when you're pregnant, it's nature's way of getting you ready for never sleeping again. Because you know what it's like when you have an infant, and whether you're nursing or bottle feeding, you're up all the time taking care of them. And I think you just then become wired to think it's okay to not get enough sleep. And like, this is just life now. And I'm never going to sleep again. And I can say this too, having adult children. There was a time when I thought, it doesn't matter whether you even have adult children, you're still never going to sleep because you're always going to worry about them. Anyway, I have changed that. Now, granted, I'm not in a house full of little ones or, you know, babies or toddlers, but it's still important to understand how sleep is so important for your body to function. It's during sleep that your body repairs itself, repairs your, all, you know, whether it's your brain or your cells. This is when our body can get a chance to fix itself. And maybe you need a little something to help you sleep. And I'm not talking about a glass of wine, because that definitely disrupts sleep. But there are some natural over-the-counter vitamins that sometimes we're deficient in. And if we just get the right vitamins, it will definitely impact our sleep. So something else to just to keep in the back of mind, I'm not going to say what those are. I want you to do the research, because I am not a doctor, so I'm not going to recommend anything, but just, you know, Google what, you know, natural sleep aids, and you will see a plethora of opportunity of options. Another way for self-care. So here's one of the myths for me as a woman. When I hear self-care, the first thing that used to come to mind to me is like self-care, meaning like, oh, I will do a facial, or I will take a hot tub. And not that those aren't methods for self-care, but that's not necessarily what I'm inviting you to look at. If those relax you, if they make you feel good, all of that is equally important. But self-care is not necessarily just beauty care. So one way to challenge a new self-care habit is to like try a new hobby, get creative. I find that, and actually, and that's when I realized with me and Leon, we're actually going to be talking about this on Thursday. And it's the importance of creativity in our lives. And what happens, at least we're going to talk a lot about me, but what happens when we don't allow, if we kind of stifle that creative side, and how that sort of impacts other parts of our lives. So self-care can also be just taking the time to do something you love. Maybe it's crocheting, knitting. So for me, it's sewing. I love to sew. Painting, even reading a good book, like taking time that you know is just for you to refill that cup, replenish that cup. We're going to take one more break. When we come back, we're going to keep talking about self-care and hopefully solving some of this parent burnout that might be going on during the holidays. You're listening to the Awaken Parent Project, and we'll be back in a little bit.
Introducing The Brilliant Black Man Show with Melissa Johnson. Tune in as Melissa shares the stories of successful Black men across the country. This show is designed to change the narrative of how Black men are portrayed in the world. The show will highlight their brilliance and how they are making a difference in their family, community, boardroom, and the world. For more information on the show, visit wildministriesllc.com.
We're back in that jazz move, aren't we? I don't know. What happened to the rap music, Benny?
So, oh my gosh.
There you go.
Thank you, Benny.
I like it.
You're welcome.
I'm going to play that in my car.
Boy, I got to have me some baked something now. I'm telling you.
Get in the groove with Dr. Pat and her guests on Transformation Talk Radio. It's always something new around here. Visit thedrpatshow.com. Listen up. The wealth you receive is a result of your personal relationship with the soul of money, meaning your spiritual well-being affects your ability to create abundance. Jennifer Bloom works with people to mend the spiritual disconnects that block up the cash flow. How's your relationship with yourself? Are you in balance with the divine? I know, these are big questions, but there are answers. Take Jennifer's free money relationship quiz to learn where you need to focus your energy and watch yourself grow into the abundance you deserve. Trust the divine. Learn to receive. You are worthy of all the wealth you seek. Visit jenniferbloom.com and click on the purple banner to take the free money relationship quiz. That's Jennifer Bloom, BLOOME.com.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit Clarity.com. That's Claire, Clare-ity.com.
Hey, everybody, we are back. This is the Awakened Parent Project. I'm Susan Dolce, and today I am talking about parent burnout. Tis the season for parent burnout. We've talked a lot about, you know, when you know you're in overwhelm. And now what's the cure for that? What's the cure for parent burnout? Because it'll take you down, and it can make you yell at your kids and yell at your husband or your wife. And I mean, it's just, it can really tear you up. It can really tear you up. So the first thing we said was letting go of the guilt. Second thing we talked about were planning these little like self audits, like, you know, take some time to look, to assess what's working in your life and what's not working. You know, maybe you need more support. Maybe you need to set a boundary with somebody, a friend, a relative, and you know, that you're not saying no, you're saying yes to everything, and you're not respecting your right to say no. A little note on that. I was a chronic yes-er, just like I was, you know, trying ever so diligently to be the perfect parent. I had a really hard time saying no to people, because I felt that, it was mean. And I thought, I need to be nice. And all of that is a bunch of shabib is what that is. So what I do now, because it's still uncomfortable, for me to say no to people, because most times I really want to help them. But if I know I've got a lot going on, it's okay to say no. But I practice. I hope, maybe that sounds silly, but I'll stand in front of the mirror and I will practice what I'm going to say. If I see the person or if the person calls me, I'm like, you know, gosh, I'd really love to help you. I just really have a lot on my plate right now. And if I can't give you my best, I can't help you right now. Or I'm just, you know, not able to. And I think, you know, my husband has a phrase it was hard for me to swallow this for a long time, but it's true. And that's that candor is kindness. Candor is kindness. People, I think, would much rather have us be honest with them in a heartfelt, caring way than to say yes and then be resentful, or doing a subpar job on something because we said yes and we really didn't want to. So anyway, take that one away with you. Candor is kindness. Okay, so we were talking about prioritizing sleep before the break. Again, it's sleep is when our body's repairs itself. And then picking a new hobby to try. How important creativity is to our self-care and to nurturing our soul, really. Okay, so find mini self-care moments. So what does that mean? I have my favorite mini self-care moments are ones that I think most people would find funny, but washing my hands is a mini self-care moment for me because it's just, I can take a moment and be present and I can feel the warm water on my hands. I can feel the soapy suds. It's experiential. I mean, there's touch involved in it. And I've been doing this ever since my children were little because it was just that time to check in, a little present moment check-in. Another one is washing dishes. I find getting into that Zen sort of space and like lighting a candle and just taking the time to wash the dishes. Let's see, other mini self-care moments, reading a book, taking time to curl your hair. find those things that light you up that you can do in a little bit of time that just make you feel good about yourself and make you feel that you matter. Another tip, share responsibilities. As I was saying about the Christmas wrapping, I to be honest, I think back in the day, I think I felt that my husband wouldn't wrap them as well as I would have liked them to be wrapped. I actually wrapped presents for a living when I was a teenager. Fun fact, back in the day when gift wrapping was free with a purchase. And so I felt like I had to do them or they were not going to look good. And now I'm like, what difference does it make? If it's the ends aren't perfect or whatever? It doesn't matter. We have to let go of that perfection idea and share responsibilities. Not just with regards to wrapping presents, but whether it's cooking or, you know, cleaning a bathroom or making a bed, you know, like we have to let go of what any ideals we have and just take time sharing the responsibilities. Create a reserve by delegating backup if you are stretched too thin. So what does that look like? That was my Camelot. That was when my kids were little. I was in an amazing community and we all had each other's backs. And it was like, that's why I call it Camelot. I was involved with a beautiful network of women. And if somebody needed their kid picked up or dropped off or, you know, somebody had a baby, we were making the meals, we were helping out, it was amazing. And I know that this goes back to that isolation, which I wanted to talk about. If we are trying to parent and in isolation and we are not part of a community, we are going to feel so alone and like we're the only one going through this. And you're not. You are never the only one going through it. Hundreds, millions of people are experiencing the same thing. It's just you don't see it because you are not in community. How do you find that community? When my kids were little, I know this, it still exists. It's called Moms Club, MOMS, Mothers Offering Mother Support. Find one in your community. They have everything from gatherings and play dates with your kids, but this, a lot of times in these clubs and these groups, they're also helping you with, you know, carpooling and with grocery shopping and with house cleaning. I mean, these are tight communities of women and we are lifting each other up and supporting each other. And I know for a fact that the same thing exists for dads. So if you are a single dad out there and you are thinking this, that, oh, you're just talking about moms, I know these groups also exist for dads. And finally, remember what I said, you cannot give what you do not have. You cannot give from the undertow. You have to give from the overflow. So you need to find times to refuel, to replenish your body, move your body, eat good, healthy food, get sleep, take time in presence, take time in nature, find things that charge you up and go to those. It's so much better to take these few minutes, these few steps. These are not big asks. And they're going to make you not just a happier person, but a much better parent. Parenting and self-care have to go hand in hand. Drop the idea of perfectionism. Doesn't exist. Parenting is about connections. It's about conscious communication, as I always say. And when we have those loving, stable, attached connections, our children will, they'll help. They want to behave. They want to be good. We want to be a part of a family. We are social creatures. We are social creatures. So if you'd like to learn more about my signature parent coaching program, you can go on over to susandolce.com and you can sign up for a free half hour consultation. It's a 12 session program that takes you through everything from attachment science, nervous system science, emotional intelligence, and through what our signature methodology, which is called the peace process. And I think if you're interested in peaceful parenting, you would really, really enjoy this program. Again, that's over at susandolce.com. Remember, this whole show has been about bashing the perfect parent and about dealing with parent burnout. There is no such thing as a perfect parent, but you can allow your children to be your awakening. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'll see you next time. Thank you for being a part of the Awakened Parent Project. My goal with this show is to help us all become more compassionate and engaged parents by diving into the many techniques and ideologies of the conscious parenting community. This is a safe space to embark on a practical and spiritual journey of self-exploration and expand our ideas about conscious parenting. Got thoughts, questions, ideas? I want to hear from you. Reach out to me if there's a topic you'd like to hear covered on the show or to share your conscious parenting story by visiting susandolce.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.